This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is one of those, take a deep breath. Do not check the balance in your 401k. Markets go down two kind of days. About which, I will say further only this. This was always the way it was going to play out. The last mile, if you will, of the Fed trying to get inflation down to the 2% the central bank has decided it's comfortable with. Bumpy. Uneven, two steps forward, one step back, or better yet, 3.1% back. As you have surely heard by now, consumer prices were up 3.1% in January compared to a year ago. The trend does continue lower, yes, but guesses had been that today's number would be somewhere below 3%, hence Wall Street's tantrum. But here really is the question. Is today's bump just a bump? Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going.
Even if the stock market's freaked out a little bit about this inflation report, economist Ann Owen at Hamilton College says she's not all that worried.
I don't think this is an alarming report. I think it's only a surprising report because people thought we were going to get something else, but surprises aren't always alarming.
So sure, it would have been nice if core inflation, that's inflation without volatile energy and food prices, if that came in lower than 3.9% year over year. But a lot of that core inflation is how the CPI calculates shelter costs, which lags behind what's happening with real rents. Stephen Juneau is an economist with Bank of America.
We should see shelter inflation moderate over the course of this year. We've seen asking rent inflation really cool off.
If there is anything to be truly worried about in the data, it would be in the services sector outside housing. Veterinarian prices were up nearly 10% year over year, accountants and tax preparers up 11%. Olusunola with Fitch Ratings says a lot of that is wages.
You also have to remember that we still have a tight labor market. Unemployment rate is still at 3.7%.
Sunola says wage inflation is partly why Jay Powell and company may keep rates higher for longer. The pipe dream of a rate cut in the next few months is probably gone. Sunola likens fighting the last mile of inflation to a certain type of horror movie.
The zombie that refuses to die.
The inflation zombie is not the threat it was, but it's still out there somewhere. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.